The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment or phony arguments.
We're not talking about a problem with gun violence. We're talking about a problem with criminal violence. I didn't hear that come out one time out of the president's mouth of how he's going to address the criminal misuse of firearms. I only heard about how he wants to take away rights from law-abiding citizens.
And now, in the ReliefFactor.com studios, sitting in for Mike today, here's Joey Hudson.
Welcome in on this Friday edition of the Mike Gallagher Show. Yeah, I'm Joey Hudson, sitting in for my friend Mike. He's taking a long weekend. I'm heard weekday mornings on 94.5 The Answer, WGTK in upstate South Carolina. Glad you're spending a few minutes of your day with me here. Breaking overnight, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, and Queen Elizabeth II, the second's husband of 73 years, passed away overnight. He was 99 years old. The royal family confirmed the Duke's death in a statement shared on Twitter. It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen has announced the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. Philip married Princess Elizabeth in 1947 and is the longest-serving royal consort in British history. He has lived a very active life, was driving up until a couple years ago when at the age of 97 he had a car accident and stopped driving then. So our prayers, of course, are with the royal family. President Joe Biden yesterday announcing a set of executive actions, legislative proposals on gun control, saying that gun violence is a public health crisis. And that the argument that his actions will somehow challenge our or infringe upon our Second Amendment rights is just a phony argument. Cut number one.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake from what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning of the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution.
Bizarre that we think, some of us who believe in our Second Amendment, those of us who own guns, those of us who are law-abiding citizens and don't want Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or any of his of the Biden-Harris administration taking away those rights, and we're offering a phony argument? Really? Biden made his remarks in the Rose Garden yesterday. Vice President Kamala Harris was by his side, standing there. Now, the first thought that crossed my mind when I saw her standing there with the president is, shouldn't you be at the border? Didn't he just recently give you a job to go south of the our southern border and take care of the crisis that we're dealing with there? Record numbers of people coming into our country. Rather than standing in the Rose Garden talking about my guns, shouldn't you be doing your job and trying to come up with a solution to that? I guess you get I'm not a big fan of Kamala Harris. The mere sight of Kamala Harris, the sound of her voice just makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. She introduced the president in cut number three. She introduced the president in this ceremony yesterday and said that we, you and me, she's talking to us, that we need to have the will and the courage to take action. Cut number three.
Over the course of my career, I have seen gun violence up close. I've looked at autopsy photographs. I've seen with my own two eyes what a bullet can do to the human body. I've held hands with the hands of parents who have lost a child. I have seen children who were traumatized by the loss of a parent or sibling. And I have fought my entire career to end this violence and to pass reasonable gun safety laws. Time and again, as progress has stalled, we've all asked, what are we waiting for? Because we aren't waiting for a tragedy, I know that. We've had more tragedy than we can bear. We aren't waiting for solutions either, because the solutions exist. They already exist. People on both sides of the aisle want action. Real people on both sides of the aisle want action.
Real people on both sides of the aisle want action. All right, real people. Is that you? Is she talking about you? Are you one of those real people who want some action? Are you one of those real people who you're just waiting for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to come pick up your gun, to restrict your ability to buy a gun to protect your family? 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Hope you'll join the conversation on this Friday. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Mike. We do something on my local show in upstate South Carolina called Free Speech Friday. We're going to carry that over into the Mike Gallagher Show. Whatever you want to talk about today, whether it's the president's gun proposal, whether it's the crisis on the border, the amount of money that we're spending to keep up the hundreds of thousands of people who are making their way into our country. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm all ears. 1-800-655-6453. By the way, you can watch our video streaming today as well. Just go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Watch Now button. Either way, hope you'll join us on this Friday edition of the Mike Gallagher Show.
Watch the show online at MikeOnline.com while listening to this great radio station.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 Quick Start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful.
Mike Gallagher.
Portions of the Mike Gallagher Show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans, 800-510-MIKE, or fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home. Joey Hudson in for Mike, taking a day off to have a long weekend. You can join our conversation, 1-800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453. We have our streaming up, MikeOnline.com. Just press the watch button. And, of course, your comments are welcome on the MyPillow text line, 1-800-655-6453. What a tragedy in Rock Hill, South Carolina, which is literally just an hour or so north of my home in upstate South Carolina. The father of Phillip Adams, the former NFL player who was identified as the gunman on late Wednesday afternoon, we got the details of the shooting yesterday, says that he believes that football may have been a part of his son becoming violent. Young Adams played in the NFL from 2010 to 2015, suffered multiple injuries, including a concussion, a broken ankle. Alonzo Adams, the ex-cornerback's dad, told WCNC-TV that his son had recently moved to Rock Hill. He said, "I can't say that he's a good kid. I think that football messed him up." In cut number 16, he talks about how he thinks those injuries changed who his son is. Cut 16.
"I think the football messed him up. I don't think he ever did anybody any harm. Well, all I can tell you, we pray for the family that, and I used to be my doctor a long time ago. And I know there were good folks down there. I don't know what happened. And we're going to keep them in our prayers."
The doctor that he's referencing was one of Adams' victims. Dr. Robert Leslie is 70 years old. He also killed Dr. Leslie's wife, Barbara Leslie, 69, two of their grandchildren, and James Lewis, who is 39, who happened to be working at Dr. Leslie's home at the time. The grandchildren were ages 5 and 9, according to the York County Coroner's Office. So a real tragedy, and even more so in that if you listen to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you would think that what they proposed yesterday in the Rose Garden of the White House would prevent actions like this, would prevent someone who obviously had some type of mental illness, who was troubled, who, for whatever reason, and we don't know, there was a report late yesterday afternoon that the doctor had taken this guy's medication from him, maybe refused to refill a prescription or something. We may never know the true reason. But we do know that had he wanted to cause harm to these folks, he would have found a way to do it. He would have found a gun. And nothing that Joe Biden can do will prevent that. Nothing. It's kind of like Tucker Carlson said last night, that this is more than just gun control. This is just control altogether. The federal government, they want to control everything that we're doing. This is just the beginning of it. 800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453. It is Free Speech Friday. On my local show every Friday, we open up the lines and talk about topics that are important to you. We're going to do that on this Friday morning edition of the Mike Gallagher Show as well. Let's go to Nashville, where Rick is patiently waiting. Welcome in, Rick.
Hey, you're doing a fine job, Joey. I enjoy your show. I listen on the app.
Oh, thank you, Rick.
But something I've realized, oh, you're welcome. I love that southern accent. Not that I noticed mine at all. But one of the things I've noticed is there's a lot of 3D printers going on now that a lot of people don't know this, but they're able to manufacture guns out of plastic with 3D printers.
Yeah,
you can do that in your home if you know how to do it.
It's amazing what you can do with a 3D printer now. And yes, you're right. And you know that's one of the things that Biden targeted yesterday. Now he didn't specifically say a gun made with a 3D printer. He talked about the ghost guns. And you know, a lot of people we know ghost guns as being guns that people you buy the lower part of the gun. I don't know the correct terminology, but basically you buy the lower part of the gun, you add components to it to make a gun. They're designed for you to build a gun for yourself, not for you to build guns to sell. But regardless, I still get back to the point. Nothing that Joe Biden has proposed, they want you to think that if they limit the guns that we have access to, that it's going to stop some of these mass shootings. It's going to stop some of the violence that we've seen. It's not going to do it, is it, Rick?
No. In Europe, and especially in the UK, there's a they've outlawed guns. Now they're trying to outlaw knives with sharp tips because people turn to knives. And still, they have police officers that do carry guns because there are guns getting into the country. And it's an island, which is a, you know, an easier border to secure.
Yeah. Go ahead. We've got a bad – hey, Rick, appreciate your kind words. Thanks for listening to the Mike Gallagher Show in Nashville. You know, I think Tucker – it's more than just the guns. I think Tucker Carlson was right in cut four when he talked about the fact that this is about control. They want to control every aspect of our lives. Cut four.
This is one of those topics that's hard to do on TV, because in about an hour, you can learn more about this topic, actual facts about this topic, that every single person making the policy, everything they say is untrue and provably so. There's no issue on which they lie more than this one, which tells you a lot. Lori Lightfoot's statement, the one you just saw, is a shocking lie. And Chicago's own data prove it. Most violent crimes in Illinois were committed with guns purchased in the state. According to Chicago police, from 2018 to 2019, authorities encountered a grand total of how many people armed with military-grade rifles or all rifles? Four. Four people in the whole city in a year with rifles. That's it. And that's what Lori Lightfoot is focused on.
In of course state, it is. And they don't want the real story. They don't want the real details. They want to paint their own narrative here with misinformation. I mean, Joe Biden even got it wrong yesterday when he talked about that the gun manufacturers were the only industry who had immunity from being sued. It's just not true. We'll get back to your phone calls. 1-800-655-6453. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Mike Gallagher.
You've known now for a long time that the big box stores and the left universe is going after Mike Lindell and MyPillow. But you know what? There's an army of people who support companies like MyPillow. You like American-made products. You like a warrior, a fighter, a guy who loves his country like Mike Lindell, and you refuse to let them be canceled. That's why they are having a record amount of online sales, and I'm grateful for that. And I know that Team Gallagher is playing a part in that whole process. I want you to support Mike Lindell and MyPillow. The My Slippers are absolutely the most incredible slippers I've ever worn in my 61 years on this planet. The slippers are made with the MyPillow foam and impact gel. You put them on your feet and you'll see what I mean. You can wear them indoors, outdoors. They have two styles, moccasin or slip-on, for men, for women, and best part of all, when you enter the promo code MikeG when ordering the My Slippers, you're going to get 40% off. 40% off. Yep, MyPillow now has slippers. MyPillow also, of course, has the MyPillow, the pillow that never goes flat, that stays cool all through the night, the pillow you can throw in the washer and dryer as often as you want, and it'll still retain its shape and its form. Gives your neck a little hug. How about the Giza Dream Sheets, made from the best cotton on earth, the softest, most comfortable, durable sheets, in a variety of colors. Buy one set, get the second set free when you enter the promo code MikeG. Look, there's a lot of products at MyPillow you're going to want to check out. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the little square that has the picture of Mike Gallagher and Mike Lindell. When you click on that square, go to town. With anything you order, make sure you enter the promo code MikeG so you can get the best discount imaginable, including the My Slippers, 40% off. The slippers that Mike took over 2 years to develop, and it has paid off. I love my slippers. You will too. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
25 minutes before the hour, I'm Joey Hudson, sitting in for Mike Gallagher on this Friday edition of the Morning Answer of the Mike Gallagher Show. I'm the host of the Morning Answer on 94.5 WGK, The Answer in upstate South Carolina. And on the Morning Answer, each Friday, we do what we call Free Speech Friday, which we talk about whatever is on your mind. We're going to open up the phone lines here in just a minute and get back to those. First, though, Mike had a chance yesterday to talk with Ben Domenech. He's the co-founder and publisher of the Federalist. Federalists, they do some great work over there. Ben is host of the Federalist Radio Hour. He writes The Transom, a daily subscription newsletter for political insiders. He's also co-founded the Red State Group blog. And, you know, vaccine passports is a big topic these days. We don't know where we're headed with this. The Biden administration, they kind of hint that they don't want to institute vaccine passports, leave it up to industry. Airlines saying that they're going to institute their own some type of vaccine passport. Mike had a chance to talk with Ben about this. Let's listen in.
Let's talk about a question that Tucker Carlson asks almost every night. If you get vaccinated and you're fully vaccinated, like I am, I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine 15, 16 days ago. Why do we have to keep wearing masks, Ben?
You know, it really is you said that we're kind of through the looking glass in Looneyville, and I really feel like we are. I mean, it's really disappointing to me to see time and again the government really come to the conclusion that telling people the truth is a mistake. Right. And that we have to lie to them in all of these different polite fictions in order to get them to behave the way that we want them to behave. And that's something that, frankly, they've been doing throughout this process. And right. It's something that we've heard time and again from Dr. Fauci and from Joe Biden and from others. But really, it's disappointing to me because I think that it treats the American people as if they are a bunch of children who can't be told the truth. And in this case, every time I see one of these politicians on screen, and I know that they've been vaccinated, I know that Nancy Pelosi has been vaccinated, the idea that she needs to continue to wear a mask is ridiculous. You know, and the fact is that they are living this out in front of us in ways that are designed to increase the kind of docility of the American people to say, you know, you really can't be told, you can't be trusted with the truth about the way these things work. And frankly, that's just something that is insulting on its face. And I think that we should reject as being the kind of falsehood that it is.
And, you know, for anybody who doubts what you said about the process of being untruthful, admittedly, they admitted it. Fauci later admitted, and even the Surgeon General, as I recall, admitted that they were not truthful about the efficacy of masks, because they didn't want a run on face masks by the general public and would deprive healthcare workers of. And I remember saying on the radio when this thing began, I can go on Amazon and find a mask. How am I hurting a healthcare worker if I'm buying a bag of masks at Amazon.com? Are you kidding? But they did. They lied. Then they admitted they lied, Ben. And yet, you talk about the corrupt media. Why didn't the media flip out when it was confirmed that they were being untruthful with us?
It is so destructive to see a media that is so monopartisan, right. that is completely biased toward one side. And the way that they've sort of treated this entire thing, it has unfortunately been something that I think has driven the type of trust that we can have in American institutions, including the media, even lower. And I know that you and I both care deeply about the fact that these institutions are broken, that they've been broken for a long time, but that we know that as Americans, we want to be able to have trust in them. We want to be able to have faith in them. We want to view them as being in favor of the American idea. And unfortunately, we really have reached a point where these institutions are so broken, are so biased, are so out of touch with the way that the actual American people live, that frankly, they are no longer interested in trying to have our success as a national project. And I think that, you know, one of the really revealing elements of this for me during the Trump era was when we saw the way that they treated the sister of Kim Jong-un, the North Korean, you know, sort of woman who was looking side-eyed at Mike Pence And NBC News and several other, you know, media entities that were covering it at the time were you know, just hailing her as if she was kind of something that they could use against Mike Pence in that instance because they hate him so much. And to me, I was shocked. I was shocked because it seemed like a new level of bias against the American idea. And I think, unfortunately, that we have to understand how much there is a negative effect of this, where if you don't have basic questions being asked of our government officials in the rare instances that they actually will take those questions, then the American people really don't know what's going on. And we can't have any faith that we know what's going on because, you know, as you saw in terms of the treatment of the border, you know, if you had had a Republican administration preventing media entities from accessing these facilities, just saying flat out, this is a blackout, we're not letting you in, you would have had high dudgeon from every corner of the media. But this time around, they're fine with it. They really are fine with it. And they're happy to just sort of go along and be, you know, something that we can't do because of coronavirus concerns. That's laughable, of course, on its face. But this is the type of thing that I think we're going to have to deal with and continue to question as we see this Biden-Harris administration treat the media as the useful partners that they are, as opposed to the entities that are supposed to keep politicians off.
That was Mike's conversation with Ben Dominich yesterday, co-founder and publisher of The Federalist. You can hear the rest of that conversation at Mike's podcast. If you miss any parts of today's show, download the Mike Gallagher Show podcast and catch up. Find exclusive content, interviews, and much, much more when you subscribe to Mike's podcast. Download it wherever you get your podcast. You can also find it at MikeOnline.com. Just click on the podcast. I'm Joey Hudson. This is the Mike Gallagher Show, 800-655-6453. We're going to get back to your phone calls. And this news conference that Joe Biden had yesterday, he says that we got to ban assault weapons. Got other limits that he needs to put on the guns that you and I own. All of that up next on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Celebrating Mike Gallagher's 23 years of radio coast to coast. We're so grateful for your support over the years, and the best is yet to come.
Joey Hudson in for Mike Gallagher in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Glad to have you in. Your phone calls are welcome. 1-800-655-MIKE. 1-800-655-6453. Your comments are welcome on the MyPillow text line as well. And emails as well, too. You can email me directly at joey@joeyhudson.com. So yesterday, President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris in the Rose Garden spelled out exactly what it is they want to do in limiting what you and I can own gun-wise. Now, it's a little unclear at this point what exactly he's going to do with the record number of guns that were sold over the past 12 months or so. There have been more background checks these past 12 months or so than any time in history, which you assume people were buying guns for those. The president yesterday talked about, he took it a step further. He talked about banning assault weapons or what he considers assault weapons. In cut number two, he said that we should also ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in this country. Cut number two.
And today I'm announcing several initial steps my administration is taking to curb this epidemic of gun violence. Much more need be done, but the first. Want to rein in the proliferation of so-called ghost guns. These are guns that are homemade, built from a kit, and include directions on how to finish the firearm. You can go buy the kit. They have no serial numbers, so when they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. And the buyers aren't required to pass a background check to buy the kit, to make the gun.
Consequently, anyone from a criminal to a terrorist can buy this kit in as little as 30 minutes, put together a weapon. You know, I want to see these kits treated as firearms under the Gun Control Act.
I really think that only criminals and terrorists are buying those? He wants to take away your right as an American, as a law-abiding citizen, to not be able to do so. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Be sure and join us on our live stream at mikeonline.com. Just click on the Watch Now button. Buck, online. I'm wonderful. What's on your mind?
I'm a licensed firearms dealer, so I just want to clear up the ghost gun issue. So a ghost gun, it's an 80% lower. It's not a firearm. It's a block of aluminum that's partly finished, and you have to finish it. It's going to take you someone who knows what they're doing. It's going to take 1 to 2 hours to just mill it out because you have to cut the aluminum out, and then it takes specialized parts. You have to have a jig. It's not something that you can finish in 30 minutes like the president suggested. If you're buying an actual receiver, that has a serial number. That has to go through a licensed dealer. It's treated like a firearm.
Right.
There is a difference. It's a big block of aluminum. You have to cut it out. And if you mess anything up on it, it's basically done. You're not going to be able to finish it. It's not going to fit any parts or anything like that. It's just trash at that point.
Buck, do you have any idea how many of these ghost guns have been involved in some of the recent shootings that that the entire nation has grieved about? I mean, for example, this young man, this former NFL player, just up the road from me in upstate South Carolina, who killed his doctor and family late Wednesday afternoon. That wasn't a ghost gun. As far as what I'm seeing reported, it was a handgun. There was a shooting yesterday in Texas at a place of work. I mean, any idea how many of these mass shootings that have been talked about would have involved ghost guns?
As far as I know, none of them have involved an actual ghost gun. And then, to be honest, if you're going to, it would be easier to just scrape the serial number off of an existing gun.
Right.
It takes a lot of effort. And if you don't know what you're doing, you're not going to finish it. It's difficult to do. It'd just be easier to just, get an existing gun, scrape off the serial number, and use that. I've never heard of an actual 80% lower receiver that's been turned into a firearm ever be used in an actual
in one of these
crime.
Mass shootings,
I've never seen it,
Hey, Buck, appreciate your time. Thanks for your comments. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453, one line open for you. Eric is in Philadelphia. Welcome, Eric.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Joey.
Sure thing.
Several years ago, my wife and I visited family up in the Lexington-Concord area, and we went to a lot of museums up there, and I got a very interesting list of stockpile supplies that were there when the British were coming, and it was a great history lesson that we never taught in school. And if you allow me, I'll read a list of what they had only in this town in the Concord area. 16 steel pieces, 3-pounders with carriages, irons, wheels for ditto, irons, sponges, and ladles. 4 ditto, 6-pounders with ditto, the same amount of appurtenances. Carriages, irons for 22 battering cannon, 4 mortars and appurtenances, 2 8-inch, 2, looks like 3-inch, 20 tons of grape and round shot from 3 to 24 pounds, 10 tons bombshells, 5 tons lead balls, 1,000 barrels of powder, contingent charges, 1,000, and in addition to the above, they to be procured 5,000 arms and bayonets and 75,000 flints. So,
you said this was in Concord, New Hampshire. Is that right? At the museum there? In New Hampshire, is that right?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Okay.
Yeah,
hey, Eric, have a great weekend. Appreciate your phone call. 800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Mike Gallagher on this Friday morning edition of the Mike Gallagher Show. Hunter Biden called his laptop a red herring on Jimmy Kimmel Live. That's up in the next hour of the Mike Gallagher Show.